AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump tells his supporters who stormed the Capitol building in Washington to go home.
At a rally this morning, the president pushed them to march to the Capitol, where a joint session of Congress would meet to formalize Joe Biden's White House win.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Protesters began storming the seat of American democracy, fighting with police and forcing both chambers to adjourn while lawmakers took shelter. In a tweeted video message hours later, the president told backers he loves them.
Go home and go home in peace.
While keeping up his false election attacks.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden says Trump supporters were not protesting. They were bent on wrecking the government.
Unprecedented assault. Unlike anything we've seen in modern times. An assault on the citadel of liberty. The capital itself.
Leaders around the world condemn the actions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it disgraceful, adding it is vital that there should be a peaceful and orderly transfer of power. Protesters who back President Trump demonstrated outside the state houses from Georgia to New Mexico today, leading to some evacuations. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and staffers left their offices as some of those outside the Capitol in Atlanta were armed with long guns. There are also protests in Madison, Wisconsin, Denver, and South Carolina. The Georgia Senate runoff elections have been won by Democrats, John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who tells NBC's Today,
I hope to be the pastor among peers in the United States Senate to appeal to the better angels of our nature and to remind us that Dr. King was right, we're tied in the single garment of destiny.
The win shifts control of the Senate to Biden and the Democrats. This is AP News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has called on states to speed up coronavirus vaccinations.
Azar was responding to reports the distribution process was too slow.
It would be much better to move quickly and end up vaccinating some lower priority people than to let vaccines sit around while states try to micromanage this process.
There are 17 million doses, and at last check, just 4.8 million people in the U.S. had gotten their first shot. Also, a vaccine partnership with pharmacies is getting an early start,
which will eventually cover more than 40,000 pharmacy locations from 19 chains and associations across the country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci believes the U.S. could soon give 1 million vaccinations a day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Once again, our top story. Police used tear gas and percussion grenades to clear angry supporters of President Donald Trump from the area around the U.S. Capitol after they stormed the building earlier in the day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.